From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome, News OK listeners, to the Top Chef podcast. I'm going to try to make like the not so late, not so great Craig Mack and kick a little flavor exactly. in your ear. I'm Dave Cathy, wow. the food dude.
Man, that's a deep pull there.
Yeah, you know.
Wow,
we're not playing around today.
That's bad boy, son.
That's right, Matt. We are not playing around wow. today. We're kicking Flava in your ear, Ron Duprat style.
Yeah, with some coconuts.
You know, I just the sword thing. It just blew me away.
I think it's so. And we talked about this on the way up to record our wonderful podcast. It seems like as good as the top five or six are, mm-hmm. the bottom five or six have been yeah. terrible.
Yeah.
Like maybe the worst ever.
It's yeah, I think we're getting into some of that because we saw some stuff yesterday. I mean, we had people spitting food out yesterday.
The only other time I've ever seen that was last season when Padma
yeah,
couldn't eat something because it was too sweet.
Yeah, and she doesn't count. We're talking right. Tom Kalicki.
Here. Right. Like he took a piece of fish. Terrible.
And he had a judge tell somebody that he was pretty sure their food made him sick.
Yeah. No doubt. By the way, the continuing run of Top Chef Masters as yes. judges has yes.
Yeah, Tim Love was our guest judge today, or last night, I guess I should say. And what did they do? What was the actual theme for the quickfire?
It was the fans that picked the
that's right,
the yeah, ingredient, pick, and it was cactus,
which I thought, oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm from Texas, and it's pretty common down there.
Right.
And, like, Tim, a Fort Worth guy, so, yeah, he's like, yeah, sure, great, let's do this. Mm-hmm. And most of these people, I mean, what?
Yeah. it's so slimy. What do you do?
Yeah, and our good friend Michael Isabella was one of the few that had any kind of experience mm-hmm. dealing with it, and he at least knew how to get rid of the slime factor.
I still can't decide if I like him or not.
I know. He kind of comes and goes, doesn't he?
And I can't decide if he's any good or not because I was rewatching some of the ones that you re-show on Bravo mm-hmm. in the morning, and there was the one he made, I think it was last week, mm-hmm. that one I wouldn't hear.
Mm-hmm.
That was just terrible. That salad
yeah.
was
oh, terrible. Gosh, yeah. Yeah. First guy ever to, yeah. Yeah, he looked like he was doomed. But I think in this case, really what bailed him out, because as I recall, Tim didn't even really like his entire dish.
Yeah.
There was something about, I think it was something he had on the side, said, yeah, I could have done without that.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the only guy that really knew what to do with this
right.
thing. And so I was like, okay, he almost won by default. Because, what was her name? Laureen, she was in the top three,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't even feature
no.
the cactus.
No.
But it was at least a palatable
right,
dish.
Right, exactly.
So to continue this running theme of a really bad day in the kitchen, they took them out to the desert to cook
right.
ranch style.
I was disappointed nobody cooked any sort of red meat.
Yeah, stick something in the ground and cover
it. Like, what are you doing? Like, I know people don't cook on, you know,
yeah.
open flame all the time, but stick a piece of meat, cook it medium rare.
Yeah.
You probably win.
I know, it's like they all were sure somebody else was going to do that. And I think the closest we got was some grilled chicken.
Right.
You know?
Which didn't look that good.
No, it really
didn't. But she
didn't.
Finished in... Now, she finished
yeah.
in the top?
Yeah, that was towards it. She finished in the top three, and it looked burned to me.
Yeah.
It looked dried out, but who knows? But, yeah, this is where we got into some really weird stuff. And I think that you'd have to start with the moment when Ron built the anti-snake
the voodoo?
Idol. The voodoo.
Listen, anytime you start talking about voodoo and the desert and snakes... I'm either in or I'm out, and I was out last night. I'm sorry. Voodoo, I can normally get down with, but...
I'm pretty sure he was trying to keep Hector out.
I think you're probably right.
I think that he fears that Hector yeah. is somewhere lurking in the desert.
He probably is, frying something.
Which leads us to the moment when Ron started looking for the sword. Which, again, see, that leads to me to evidence of a conspiracy that he felt that Hector was somewhere out there... trying to get his soul, and he tried the voodoo, and then it's like, you know what? I'm taking matters in my hand. I need a sword.
I think that's going to be my new catchphrase. Somebody get me a sword. I think that could work. That should be our sign-off for
there
the podcast.
Yeah, now his excuse was he was trying to cut a coconut in half, which, you know, maybe when the coconut was given so much resistance,
right?
He should have said, yeah, just do something else.
The voodoo is telling me not to use the coconut. Well, and like... Like, did he not see the chuck wagon full of utensils and think, you know what? Maybe they don't have a sword out here. I guess not.
Nobody just has one.
I guess in Haiti, they just have swords everywhere.
It's like a... I wonder if you have to have like a conceal and carry permit for those or anything. Like
not
that.
In
you can't really
desert.
Conceal them too well.
Right. You got a holster.
But yeah, so while Ron was trying to have a sword fight with a coconut, there was a few people doing some things that looked like it was okay. But this, we really did. I mean, we had a bunch of people making ceviche. Like, really?
Yeah.
It's going to be 100 and some odd degrees, and you're going to serve something that's pretty much like a chilled dish. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, no.
Yeah.
No. And this, yeah, our big loser was Mateen. It was probably a week too late.
Yes.
But three kinds of really bad ceviche.
It just goes to say, you know, every year there's these three or four people who say, you know what, I'm going to make something three ways, especially in an elimination challenge. It never ends well.
Oh, by the way, did you catch where Mateen was from? The Basque country, in case you weren't listening.
Right.
He's used to the Basque country.
Right.
So if they have a Top Chef Basque.
He's totally going to win.
Yeah, he's the guy. Watch out. You don't want to mess with that guy. But yeah, he was in the bottom three, and along with, oh yeah, Robin. Yeah, with the...
Drunken
prawns that...
That's the second time I think she's made that, I think.
Yeah, I don't... The response was not good.
It shouldn't make it again.
Yeah, that response was spitting it out.
There were terrible and awful...
That's terrible!
Yeah. It's a prawn! You know?
Yeah. When the first response you get from your diner is, that's terrible.
Yeah.
And you've used shrimp and chorizo.
Right.
Wow.
You've really gone round the bend.
You have to kind of almost go out of your way to screw that up.
Right. And then, like, in her explanation of the dish in front of the judges, it was like, I wanted to do something meaty, something, you know, I wanted to do a beef, but I didn't want to do a beef, so I did this. It was like,
what?
Huh?
How about you do something good?
Your brain is warped, lady. It's the haircut or something.
Yeah, well, she clipped her. She's like Samson.
Right.
She lost her culinary strength when they cut her hair.
I mean, it appears to be Ron, her, who else is sort of just...
Ash had in the first, he had the tortilla from hell. He didn't have a tortilla press. He didn't really seem to have a clue how to make a tortilla.
No.
He put it on a grill and it just ended up like a big handful of corn mush.
It looked like when you were, you know, a kid, you had Play-Doh and you push it all together.
Dried out Play-Doh.
That's what it was.
Totally looked like
probably
that.
Probably tasted like
and
that.
Yeah, but based on the response, it looked like it might have tasted maybe not quite as good as Play-Doh.
Because right.
I kind of remember Play-Doh tasting kind of good.
It was a little salty. Yeah.
So yeah, Ash, sorry, pal. But Ashley was probably the big surprise this week that she sort of rallied.
Can she be, not Jose, but this year's Carla?
Could be.
Sort of just sort she of muddles be. Along and then starts picking up steam.
Struggles, loses her confidence. Maybe, yeah, kind of what I thought maybe Jesse was going to be. But, you know, it sounded like what she really did that was smart was she grabbed something that she knows. Mm-hmm. You know, the halibut, I believe it was. And she's like, yeah, it's a Pacific Northwest dish. That's where I'm from. It's what I do. So she did what she knows. I mean, duh. That's pretty how you got here.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is, you know, and it's obviously going to, to me, it's already going to come down to the brothers at somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's.
Who once again.
Hate each other.
Yeah. They're
right. But they did hug.
They hugged. And
it was an embrace.
And they tented together.
Right.
It looked like. And so that there's some hope that the Christmas won't be ruined.
Right.
But the two brothers, once again, right at the top, and Brian. Took it home this time.
That's a set third? Is that his
third? Third total, two in a row. So he's getting on one of those roles where he's just, you know, he's almost in, almost. It's like they ought to just go ahead and catapult him in because it doesn't look... my wife didn't mention, does he ever have a good time? Does this guy ever... He did laugh at one point. He chuckled at one point during the show. Yeah.
Well, I think the other one may be, for all the tattoos, may be even more pissed off than the other one.
You know? Yeah, he looked pretty because he ended in he started out in the bottom three on the quickfire big reality check there for him but he rallied. I think his dish looked like it was probably pretty good, but it just didn't fit all the way into what they were doing. So yeah, and Jennifer did very well again, very classic looking dish, but just I think Tim's comment was it didn't really stand out or anything like that.
It got her by.
That's right. Which again, so I don't know about you, but the two brothers and her. And then those are the top three, in my opinion.
I think Kevin still, the beard guy, still in there.
Yeah, the little gnome. Yeah. He had some strange response last. I can't remember. With the cactus. His cactus came out a little slimy, I think. But
yeah.
I do love that guy. He's really funny. He needs more airtime, in
my opinion.
That's true. Yeah, Lorene actually showed a pulse.
That's true.
Last
she did.
Night.
Yeah. She sort of just slid under the radar.
Like, I'm here, by the way.
Oh, I'm in the top three tonight.
Who is this person?
Is this Pretty? Who are you?
Pretty. So good to see you again.
Make some more pasta salad.
So, yeah. So, there was a surprise appearance by Lorene. And it looks like next week we will see the return of Toby Young on the judges panel.
Great.
So
it's a real British. As opposed to the fellow on the Top Chef.
Dog face.
The Muppet. Rolf.
So, yeah, now, okay, I got to ask you, Matt, who do you think? Who's next? Who's could the sword be foreshadowing of who's next to be chopped?
Now's the time where somebody, so not big, but one of the middle of the pack, sort of upper pack, has a hiccup. I think
like Eli, maybe, or somebody like that?
Yeah, I think Ron and, what's her name? The dark-haired lady. She's terrible. They're both terrible.
Robin.
It seems as though next week's episode, the whole goal is to just make her snap. So.
Yes. That's it very well could be. That could be the one. Between Robin and Ron, he served his ceviche, which they kind of liked.
Right.
And coconut halves,
right.
which it's going to be sweet if you do that.
And then he made some sort of cocktail.
Oh, that was, oh my gosh.
And did somebody say that's the worst thing?
Yeah, ever. The worst drink that ever had or something like that. It was just completely...
And then he says, I don't drink.
I don't drink!
Why are you making it then?
if he'd had a sword, I think... I don't know.
Maybe he could have added presentation. I don't know.
He just say, this is just a decoration.
Maybe he wants to be on Iron Chef, and that's what he's looking for the sword for.
I was told this was the next Iron Chef show. Sorry.
Do I get to cut things?
Yeah, no. So, sorry, Ron. I don't know. Him or Robin... has to be my next pick.
I think so.
And then, like I said, the two brothers and Jennifer, and then we'll see with Kevin and
Isabella's still hanging around.
Yeah, we'll see. I think, he could really go either way. He could be the next guy out, mm-hmm. or he could be a Hosea and sneak into the finals somehow. So
there's still nobody to just wholeheartedly dislike.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little...
Yeah, Michael, every time you start to try to hate him, mm-hmm. and I know Carrie doesn't like Jennifer, but I mean, she's really good.
Other than that first episode, my wife and I were talking about this last night. Other than that first episode, mm-hmm. she hasn't really been that much of
No, she's just been quietly doing her thing,
right?
And which is every time
she's obviously really, really good.
Oh yeah, I mean, she just whips really interesting looking food out, and it's like wow. So yeah, I'll eat at her place. No problem. Yeah. No problem.
By the way, I do think we need to make a road trip to Fort Worth to eat it.
Yeah, Tim Love, we're coming to see you, buddy. We'll send you the link to the podcast so you can get caught up with all the good things we're doing here. But meantime, have a couple of steaks ready for us.
It'll be good.
Any closing thoughts there, Matt?
No, I think more of the same next week. It does look as though there's a they break out the red bandanas next week in honor of Frenchie.
There we go. There we go. Well, on that exciting note, Matt and I are going to head to Fort Worth and look for a sword.